Terry Flanagan has joined us in the studio now. Terry, talking about natterjacked toads and rearing them in captivity there, you did a report for us from Photo Wildlife Park a number of years ago because they're also involved in this project.
That's right. Both you and I were down there. We were doing a programme.
Was I there?
You were as well, but you were off doing a different report.
All right, okay.
You didn't get to see
my memory.
The natterjacked toads, but I did. I was with John McLaughlin and it was great to see it because they were rearing them there, thousands of them, bring in the back and release them. Which I think it's a great idea because before that too, I remember many, many years ago going down with Ferdy Marnell. It was, it must have been June, just to see them mating and that. And like Aina was saying earlier on, the eggs, they're different because they appear in strings. And they're a lovely animal. And just to see them with that yellow stripe down their back, so different from frogs.
Anyway, you're in to talk about the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin. Cadhain an Scéal.
Well, one of my favourite places to visit. It's not so long since I was there. But this week, they were voted the best botanic gardens in Europe. Is that an...
By who, Terry?
By an organisation called Accord. They're a French hospitality organisation. And the award is based on things like Google reviews and amenities and the price and the experience. And even if you look at the Google reviews, they got 4.8. There was nobody else in the competition that got a review as high as that. So I thought, well, I must go up and congratulate Dr. Matthew Jebb.
But did you speak to any people in the park?
I did, yeah. I spoke to them. Oh, of course I did. I got their views, first of all. I asked them, did they even know that it had won an award? So let's have a listen.
No, that's news to me. I'm delighted. Well deserved. It's just stunning.
I can well see why it would have. It's very underrated, I think. But it's great to see now. It seems to be part of the tourist trail now. But to have free access is just, it's unbelievable.
I didn't know that, but I'm not a bit surprised. Not one bit surprised.
Why did you visit today?
So we were just passing by and couldn't pass up the opportunity to go in for a little stroll.
We are locals and we were passing and we regularly come in here. So just, we couldn't pass without coming in.
Well, this is a regular place for us to come. It's on our kind of loop that we do. We live fairly locally and we consider this to be part of our garden.
We just love every aspect of it. We go different directions, come in and go one direction through Wild Ireland, or another day we'd come and go down by the lake, the river. It's just wonderful. There's so much to see. We're only up the road in Drumcondra, so it's just on our doorstep.
This is maybe my sixth visit here, so each time when I'm in Dublin I'm trying to come here because I love it, because it's very vibrant. You have different species of the plants. And I love the greenhouses, they're amazing.
Do you have a favourite plant?
I love all the hot lips. I think they're a wonderful display. We have them at home. Like, we wouldn't know the names of all of them, but we have some of everything here because we've seen flowers. We said we must get something like that for our garden.
I love them all. I love the perennials. Very well established here, especially this part of the garden, yeah.
Beautiful sunny day, or mostly sunny day. And I want to take my mum out and give her a chance to see the flowers. She loves flowers and this was a chance to get out in the garden and, you know, take them all in.
My mother loved it and it reminds me of her. She came here every day and used to have her paper because she went to church there at the pyramid and used to come around on a Sunday and read her paper on her own, and she said, I never felt alone, and that was wonderful.
Well, that was just what some of the visitors to the park thought when I was there during the week. But really, the award is down to Dr. Matthew Jebb and all of the staff in the gardens because they all work so hard there and it is a fantastic place. And well done, Matthew.
Terry, come over here.
Oh, I see you. Matthew, I believe congratulations are in order.
Terry, you're very good. Yes, we had an unexpected win the other day when we were voted the best botanic gardens in Europe.
What type of person comes to the gardens here?
Well, the wonderful thing about a botanic gardens is it's suitable for everybody, from tiny toddlers getting that experience of wandering around and looking at an amazing diversity of plants, all the way up to octogenarians who will also delight in the place. Often there's memories here. Having been around for 220 years means that we are a setting for so many memories that people have of the place.
Are they mostly locals?
A huge number of locals will be here daily. And it's great to sort of wave at somebody who is coming in on their morning walk and their, so often their afternoon walk as well, because these are the people actually who give us the best insight into what we might be doing wrong, because we do need to constantly correct ourselves and adjust things.
What do you think attracts visitors to the gardens here?
I think it is that sheer mix that you can come as a family, and if those in the group are fascinated about plants, there's a label on every single plant. So you don't have to ask somebody or wonder what it is. You just read the label. Whilst the other people in the group may be interested in bird watching or, you know, lying on the grass, enjoying a walk, it does mean there's a diversity of things for people to do.
It's very family friendly. I've always thought that about the gardens. You can walk on the grass, you go to lots of other places, you're told to stay off the grass. You can see for miles. You've got the beautiful glass houses. Surely that attracts lots of people.
Well, one of the great benefits of that, it doesn't matter if it's raining or, you know, there are showers around, you can pop into the glass houses every time there's a shower of rain and back out when the sun comes out. So you do have that diversity of indoor and outdoor spaces.
What numbers would you be getting per year now?
We are nudging well over 500,000, about 600,000 visitors a year. We have a connection now through to the cemetery, and the Glasnevin Cemetery, again, is a great place to visit deceased members of your family. And also that brings a sort of edge of cheer, really, that you can then visit the gardens, and many of the people buried there, especially the locals, will have long family connections to the gardens as well. So it's a pleasant place to remember past relatives.
You've been here for many years now. What has changed?
Gosh, that's always difficult. You know, sometimes one of the great analogies is the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland, who has to run as fast as she can to stay in the same place, because that is what happens in any garden. There is this life of little annual plants. There's the edging of the grass paths, edging of the beds, sowing of seeds, the removal of dead plants and dead inflorescences. So there's a constant cycle of change. And essentially, at the end of the year, it looks the same. And that is the important thing. There's a lot of work goes into keeping the place looking the same. But we've added, constantly adding new stuff to the gardens. And that's another great pleasure.
Yeah, I know, because we're standing here underneath the strawberry tree, the tree that was actually planted by our president, Michael D. Higgins, many, many years ago. So there is change taking place, even though it is the same. And we're looking at the glasshouses, the Turner glasshouses. They are spectacular. And they've recently been renovated.
When you look at them now, yes, it does look like they've been recently renovated, but actually that is now nearly 30 years ago.
Really?
And and it's not had a single touch of paint put back on it. I think we power hosed it just once many years back. It's an astonishing demonstration, really, of the quality of the rebuild and restoration that was undertaken by the Office of Public Works. So the architects, Kieran O'Connor especially, you know, he led that restoration, and it was highly innovative at the time. So the technology that went into it alone is demonstrated. Here we are 30 years later, and it looks pristine, like a wedding cake.
I believe the original glasshouse there, that opened when Queen Victoria came to Dublin. I think that was 1849. So you're talking nearly 200 years now.
Yes, and you know, there's a wonderful engraving, and it's of the carriage carrying the Queen in front of the curvilinear range. But what you can't see there is that the director of the time, David Moore, had to jog, running along beside the carriage, being drawn by a horse. He was jogging along and explaining to the Queen the technology involved, because this was a leading ironsmith. Turner was one of Europe's great fabricators of iron, almost unmatched across the kingdom. And he was building glasshouses across not only Britain, but France, Germany. He was exporting these glasshouses, all from Dublin.
Going back to the award then, Matthew, what will it mean to you and the gardens?
I think one of the extraordinary things you'll often hear people say is, oh, yes, no, I live locally, but I haven't been to the gardens for years, not since I was a child. So there's always people who have been dragged along here in their youth and perhaps have put it back on the shelf for too many years to think about, well, we must go down to the garden. So I hope a lot more people will think, blimey, you know, we have got the best botanic gardens in Europe on our doorstep. Let us go and visit it again. And I think it is it's a normal problem, actually. In your own city, you don't go and see the tourist attractions because you know they're always going to be there. And we are. We've been here a very long time, but we would welcome anyone to come and take a fresh visit.
And of course, you have lots of events taking place here in the gardens, especially this week because it's Heritage Week.
Yes, and this year the guides at the National Botanic Gardens have been collating stories from the gardens. They put out a call to all our visitors, our staff as well, asking them for particular anecdotes and tales about the gardens. They've collected them and they'll all be exhibited in the visitor centre during this week.
So now is the ideal time to visit the Botanic Gardens.
It's the perfect moment. And always remember, taking a guided tour here is also eye-opening for people who have visited the gardens regularly but never taken a tour with one of our guides. You will be flabbergasted at the stories you'll hear.
And it's free, so you heard about it here. Go along to the National Botanic Gardens in Glasnevin. I guarantee you'll enjoy yourself.